It's day two of the Planet Out Challenge. How did you go with the reflection challenge from yesterday? I'm hoping you had it like a bit of a moment of, hey, some of these things are actually going really well and some of these things I don't necessarily need to worry about anymore. But we're going to use those reflection learnings as we build on them, particularly in today and tomorrow's exercises. So for day two, we are playing with what I'm calling something new. And today is all about daydreaming, but it is not about deciding. I do heaps of work teaching lawyers about collaborative practice. It's a way of helping people solve problems. And it's applicable in family law, but it's applicable in life generally. And one of the core things that collaborative practitioners are taught is when someone has a problem that they need to solve, we need to start first by identifying what the actual problem is. Then we need to look at what are all of the options to solve the problem. Then we do a pros and cons analysis of what of those options could work and which ones may not work so well, to then find the solution. And I'm telling you that because having worked in the legal industry for 20 years now, what I observe lawyers are awesome at doing is jumping on a problem and assuming they know what the problem is and missing steps two and three and jumping straight to here's the answer. And so for the purposes of your life this week, you are not allowed to jump to here's the answer. So even if you've already done your pre-planning in advance of the Planet Out Challenge and you know what your goals are for 2023, I just want you to park them to the side for the moment. And today I want you to daydream. So really, if we were all being collaborative professionals, we'd be sitting in the second stage of that problem-solving process and just brainstorming what are all of the ideas that could solve this problem. Now, living through 2023 is not actually a problem that we need to solve, but the process is the same. I just want you to think and dream and imagine what are all of the opportunities for me this year. So, using the same themes that we used yesterday when we were reflecting. So, for example, I gave you some titles such as relationships or family and friends, your home, your career, your health and wellness, your money and wealth, fun, play, creativity, your hobbies, etc. Using those same themes, and if you added or took some of those out, that's fine. I'd love you today to spend some time daydreaming about what it is that you might like to do with each of those themes during 2023. So if I take a couple of examples, I gave a theme of the home. And in my mind, and perhaps again, because I've just been through the experience in 2022 of selling a home, buying a home, or about to renovate a home. So I do have on my 2023 list of things, a whole lot of home stuff in a very tangible sense. We need to do some work on our house. That's going to cost money. There's a whole lot of actual things that I want to do. So when I was writing down an example to this, I had, for example, paint some bedroom walls, knock out the wall downstairs, install a pool, like some really just tangible, these are actual things that I would really like to get done this year with our house. You might have a goal to buy a house. You might be in the process of saving all those sorts of things. So a goal you might have or an idea and part of your daydreaming today might just be during 2023, I'd really like to make a dent in saving for that house. That might be a home goal there. You might have a home goal that's got nothing to do with those tangible things. It might just be, I want my home to sound or to be more filled with laughter or something along those lines. It just doesn't matter. You need to just spend some time thinking to yourself around the different themes that I've given you and what might be some of the ideas that you can daydream up today that you could put on the list. You're not putting them on the list yet, so I want you to just put every idea that comes into your mind down that you can pop on your list for potentially tackling in 2023. Just one more example for those that aren't trying to build a pool this year. So career, really common to have career goals. They're really wonderful things to have. You know, a career goal perhaps for a newer lawyer in the legal space might be to tackle something that you've never done before and being really micro about that. So I'm a family lawyer. That's the world I know. You may not yet have done a particular type of a court appearance. So you might as part of your daydreaming, say somewhere during 2023, I want to know that I've done that particular type of court appearance. Or a career goal might be to upskill in a particular area, or to have the opportunity to speak to your peers about a particular topic, or to expand your personal brand so that more people know about you and your reputation increases accordingly. Like, it's endless. And this is the point with this activity, is I just want you to brain dump the ideas, not to sit and say to yourself, I couldn't possibly do that. I don't know how to do that. I don't have the money or the resources to do that. And none of that thinking is allowed to interfere with your brainstorming today. So today is daydream day, something new. Just sit and daydream all of the different ideas that you can possibly come up with. Like always, we've given you a worksheet that can hopefully help you to do that. But equally, you might find that just sitting and doodling with a pen and paper works for you, or some people love technology tools to do this sort of thing. It really doesn't matter. You pick whatever path works best for you. Just a bit of a tip for daydreaming, because lawyers maybe aren't always the best at daydreaming. We love structure. The things that work for me, if I just want my brain to move into that just thinking and thinking and having fun thinking, not stressed out thinking, is to go for a walk, to sit outside, have a shower. Some of the best random ideas ever have come to me when I'm having a shower. Walking around. So, you know, if you've got some goals at home, just walk around your house and like, oh, these would be some of the things. Or some goals at work, walk around your office. Like, what does this make me feel and what does this do? Or spend some time with your kids or whatever it is. Chances are the daydreaming won't happen as well if you're sitting at your desk with a client file next to you. Anyway, I do find the best ideas often come from the most unusual places, times, and locations. So today, something new, all about daydreaming. Just allow yourself to get lost in the possibilities. What could I do in 2023? And remind yourself that you're not actually allowed to decide today, which should be freeing. It should be freeing to give yourself permission to say, I don't have to decide whether this is a thing I'm actually going to do. I just get to put down all of the potential things that I might like to have as part of my plan for 2023. As always, jump into the Facebook group with any questions or with your ideas or your learnings from today's challenge, and you will go into the draw for a prize for today. Good luck. I'll be back tomorrow with part 3 of our challenge.